cigarettes.
And then the big brown.
Cigars.
Okay. Now, if somebody asks you about doing a certain job, you say, sure,
I'll do it.
And if you're using the word can in there, you say, sure,
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Or then you might say, no, I
can't do it.
You ever heard around here an expression like, instead of saying that something had already happened, you say it had done happen?
I've heard it.
Okay. Now, if somebody said to you, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Won't do it. Is that what you want?
Yeah, but if you were going to use the word dare, if you had to use the word dare in it, but I'll bet you...
Won't dare do it?
Okay, and if you might say, well, somebody might say, you know, you're not doing what you
ought to do.
Mm-hmm. And the child got a whipping because he did something he
shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said, well, if you don't want to do something, somebody said, will you do it? You'd say, no, I
won't.
Okay, do you know the kind of bird? And this is going to be an animal section, right? Because you're big on animals.
Boy, next time.
hitting on your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
The owl.
Okay, do you know, all right, now the particular kind of owl that hoots would be called a...
Hoot owl.
All right, and then there's another one that makes a loud, piercing, screeching noise.
Screech owl.
Mm-hmm. There's a kind of bird, and you can forget my animals, a kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Have you ever heard it called a pepperwood?
That's the first time.
That's the first time. Just now. All right, there's an animal, a little furry animal. It's black with a white stripe down its back, and it smells awful.
Skunk.
You ever heard it called a polecat?
No.
Have you ever heard, maybe on there, have you ever heard anybody say varmint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Varmint.
Okay. You're so good because I didn't have to tell you to say them. I just nod and then you're on cue. you're just really good. Really good at that. Okay. This you will know. A bushy-tailed animal that runs up in the...
Squirrel.
Okay. Do you know the type of squirrel around here?
Flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And a squirrel. And
what was the same one you said?
Squirrel.
But then you said a flying squirrel and a...
Squirrel.
Just a squirrel.
Well, squirrel.
Have you ever heard of a mountain boomer?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
I have never heard of it until about 2 days ago, and somebody in Laurel Bloomery, which you don't know where that is.
They probably don't know me either.
You know, the crazy thing about it is, there's nobody in the whole state of Tennessee. Like, I wanted to call up there ahead of time, you know, to see.
Where?
And they said, we don't have one of those. And they said, and they don't, it's called Laurel Bloomery. But the phone company just has it Laurel, which isn't even the full name of it. But there's like, 15 people maybe that live there. And yeah, Mount Boomer is some kind of squirrel they have up there. And apparently they don't get down as far as not. Okay, something that's sort of like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees. It doesn't have the sub-bushy, it doesn't have like a real bushy tail, it's just kind of a little...
Chipmunk?
Yeah. Okay, you know any kinds of fish that people might catch around here?
Trout, bass, crappie, I know one, but that's about all that comes to mind.
Okay, what do pearls grow in?
Oysters, don't they? Don't they do?
Yes. what do you call the things that croak around the pond?
Frogs.
Okay. How about the big one? The big
toads. No,